This is the Every Catholic Man Gospel Devotional, where a man can draw closer to Jesus Christ, learn the Catholic faith, and grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. Today we recall the Lord's Supper and how Jesus, the divine priest, with perfect humility, washes the apostles' feet and establishes the priesthood of his holy Catholic Church. We'll reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to build a virtue of observance so we can always honor and respect the Catholic priesthood and Catholic priests. We'll also consider the need to reject the deadly sin of pride and grow in the holy virtue of humility. If you'd like to read along or study later, episode notes are available, which include a complete transcript and all the references to the Bible and the Catechism of the Catholic Church. You can find the notes posted nearby or at everycatholicman.com. Here is today's Gospel reading. Today's Gospel reading from the RSV Second Catholic Edition, available from Ignatius Press, is from the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verses 1 through 15. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And during supper, when the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper, laid aside his garments, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, "Lord, do you wash my feet?" Jesus answered him, "What I am doing you do not know now, but afterward you will understand." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part in me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "He who is bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but he is clean all over. And you are clean, but not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. That is why he said, "You are not all clean." When he had washed their feet and taken his garments and resumed his place, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's look a little closer at this account of Jesus' washing of the apostles' feet and see what Jesus is accomplishing. After the apostles prepare for the Passover feast in the upper room in Jerusalem, Jesus gathers the 12 after the sun sets for the celebration of Passover. Passover was a feast commanded by God. See the book of Exodus 12. And Jews annually remembered God's deliverance from bondage in Egypt by eating a ritual meal called a Seder, which recalled the night of the Passover. Prayers were said, 4 cups of wine were ritually drank, and a lamb, earlier sacrificed at the temple, was eaten along with bitter herbs. But rather than simply keeping the Passover, Jesus divinely transforms it, establishing the sacrament of the Eucharist and the sacrament of holy orders. Having all power from God the Father, Jesus divinely transforms the Seder through the institution of the sacrament of the Eucharist, the transubstantiation of bread and wine into his holy body and blood. See the book of Matthew, chapter 23, verses 26 through 29. Prior to establishing the Eucharist, Jesus also institutes the sacrament of holy orders, ordaining the 12 apostles into his holy Catholic priesthood so that they can offer the Eucharist. Jesus' ritualistic washing of the apostles' feet is more than just an example of humble love. Jesus says, "Afterward, you will understand." This washing of the feet confirms the 12 apostles have the power of the priesthood. Jesus' act of washing the apostles' feet recalls Moses' washing of the feet of Aaron and his sons when they were first consecrated priests. See the book of Leviticus, chapter 8, verse 6. The Levites, who were the priestly class of Israel, received their part from God, See the book of Numbers, chapter 18, verse 20. And the apostles likewise received their part from Jesus. See John, chapter 13, verse 8, confirming their priesthood. Of course, Jesus' washing of the apostles' feet is also a supreme example of humility and love. Jesus calls all men to follow his example of being a humble slave who loves others through self-sacrifice and service. And in ancient Israel, the washing of feet was typically done by the lowliest of slaves. Jesus' example is particularly critical for priests, as he specifically limited the foot washing to the 12. While Jesus does wash Judas' feet and allows him to receive the Eucharist, see the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 21, Jesus does confirm that his blessings will not be given to Judas. See the book of John, chapter 13, verse 18. Well, what is it in this gospel passage that can help a man grow in awe of Jesus Christ? Marvel at how Jesus, through this simple ceremony, establishes the priesthood. Son of God, Jesus established the rituals in the Old Testament for the consecration of priests. Divine priest, Jesus takes the same kinds of symbolic priestly actions throughout his public ministry. Jesus humbles himself to wash the feet of the apostles to initiate them into the Catholic priesthood. Risen Lord, after the resurrection, Jesus guides his Holy Catholic Church to formalize and perpetuate the sacrament of holy orders. Well, what is it in this gospel passage that can help a man grow in happiness? Well, here's a couple of ideas. Honor and respect the priesthood and priests. Realize, Jesus' initiation of the apostles into a new priesthood establishes the means for his sacrament of the Eucharist to be made available to men in the age of his Holy Catholic Church. Believe. Reflect upon the establishment of the sacrament of the Eucharist and the priesthood. See the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraphs 1406 through 1419. Pray. Almighty Father, help me build the virtue of observance, a part of justice. So I am grateful for the great sacrifice of those who are received into your holy priesthood, and I always honor, respect, and support your holy Catholic priests. Amen. Here's a second way a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Reject pride and embrace humility. Realize, today's diseased culture embraces the deadly vice of pride. Men today seek attention and fame on social media. Men strut, they boast, they trash talk. And there's a widespread, outright celebration of pride as some kind of perverse virtue. In stark contrast, Jesus, the Son of God, sears his demand for every Catholic man to have deep humility as he himself washes the apostles' feet, the task of the lowliest of slaves in the ancient world. Believe. Recommit yourself to imitate Christ. See the Catechism, paragraph 520 and 1693 through 1696. Pray. Jesus, humble King, help me build the virtue of humility, a part of temperance. So I continually recall my spiritual poverty. I seek to be a man of deep humility before others, and I completely submit to the will of God in all things. Amen. Here's today's wrap-up. Never forget that Jesus wants you to find true and lasting happiness. And here are today's two key action steps to grow in that happiness Jesus wants you to have. First, build the virtue of observance so you can honor and respect the priesthood and priests. And second, grow in the virtue of humility so you can reject pride and more fully imitate our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening to the Every Catholic Man Gospel Devotional. Invite others to listen. It's an easy way to help lead your family and friends to Jesus Christ and His Holy Catholic Church. Learn more about how to grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father by going to everycatholicman.com. Until next time, always give God thanks. He's called you to the blessing and honor of being a Catholic man, and stay close to Jesus Christ.